At least 1 in 5 Texas students drop out of high school before getting a diploma, and that number is higher among Hispanic and African American students. To deal with that, the state legislature passed a law in the last session aimed at getting dropouts who are 25 and younger back into school. The Texas Education Agency allowed private schools to apply for grants to develop programs. And that's when the controversy erupted.
If the private schools receive the funds directly, there is no accountability for the state taxpayer dollars.
Republican state lawmaker Diane Patrick sits on the House Education Committee. She's concerned the TEA may be allowing for a backdoor school voucher program.
If public dollars are being sent directly to private schools, then that is a voucher. That is a voucher.
Patrick is concerned that voucher supporters could take advantage of the dropout program by having their kids drop out of public school and then re-enroll in a private school that applied for state funding. State Board of Education member Patricia Hardy believes the TEA is acting in defiance of the legislature.
If the legislature, and I know that they set that up to be a public-to-public fund, then by dadgum, that's what it should be.
I don't see it as a conspiracy other than a conspiracy to try to get kids their diploma.
Texas Education Commissioner Robert Scott insists his agency is acting in good faith.
And we're not talking about foundation school program money here, so we're not talking about a traditional voucher. We're talking about a grant program to try to help kids get their diploma.
57 organizations applied for dropout recovery grants, including the Austin, Dallas, and Houston Independent School Districts. TEA officials now have to decide whether they want to start a fight with state legislators like Diane Patrick by sending grant money to any of the 6 private schools that applied. Nathan Bernier, KERA News.